I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump isn't divulging any details about his planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says it will be very soon. I have the date. I have the location. It's all agreed to. Before leaving Washington for a one-day visit to the city of Dallas, Texas, in the southern state of Texas, the president indicated the location and date for the historic meeting had in fact been confirmed. On the White House South Lawn, the president said the U.S. and North Korean governments are in constant contact, and discussions also have included the release of three Americans held by Pyongyang. The U.S. administration is ending temporary protected status for 57,000 Hondurans who have resided in the United States for almost two decades. However, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's announcement Friday said it is delaying the effective date of the termination, 18 months, to January 5th of 2020, to allow an orderly transition. The government of Honduras says it regrets the U.S. decision and it is ill-prepared to absorb so many returnees. The government and Democratic leader Congressman Nancy Pelosi issued a statement in response of the decision, saying that rescinding TPS and deporting tens of thousands of families will only deepen the suffering in Honduras. For Honduras, TPS has been in place since 1999, after 1998's Hurricane Mitch caused devastating damage to the Central American nation. The ending of TPS status for Honduras means that more than 400,000 people from several countries will have to leave and face deportation. This is VOA News. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has spewed more lava into the East